Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
Made holy. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. And what God wants is for us to be made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ, once for all time. For me, the season of Lent is a time to reflect on my life, on the love of God. This season keeps me focused on whose I am, who I am, what I am called to be or do. Keeping that in mind, and reading over today's scripture, I became unusually focused on one word, holy. No matter how many times I walked away, that word haunted me. So, what does holy mean to you? I took a poll among my trusted friends and family. So many answers. Here are just a few. Forgiven, righteous, whole, meaning completely forgiven, without sin, utmost, sacred, grace-filled, blessed, humbled, dedicated, or consecrated to God, and finally, set apart. Try reading through today's scripture and inserting any one of these understandings. This passage becomes more thought-provoking. The Hebrew word for holy, hagios, means to be set apart for a specific purpose. This might be my final choice because it helps me to understand that I am set apart for my specific purpose, just as you are. Our callings are not identical. The only way we can live into our purpose is by the grace of God, who sacrificed his Son, the only perfect sacrifice. This is not about our perceived sacrifices, but the one single sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Savior, now and for all time. Today, ponder what holy means to you in your walk. Pray with me now. Holy Lord, remind me today that I am set apart for my specific purpose, and that I can live into that purpose only by the power of your grace. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. This devotional was written by Lisa Blackwood and read by Julie George.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode. And we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.